Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expect.
And welcome to your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson speaking as we are about to get started here with the first inning of your Sunday game. It will be the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads at your at home Palm Beach Cardinals. The Cardinals here getting some warm up pitches in. Starting pitcher for the Hammerheads is Tommy Nance. Starting pitcher, who's up here now, Jose Davila, as we prepare to get started here. Can you?
Testing. All right, Sean, nice to be alongside you today. A beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, for the last game of this series between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. How you doing today, Sean? Source for minor league baseball, as this one has popped up and it's going to be foul, bringing the count now to 2-2 or 2-1.
Yeah, as we get started here, your visiting lineup, for your visiting Jupiter Hammerheads will be Yiddy Capi in the one spot, Khalil Watson in the two spot, Jacob Berry, third baseman in the three-star. In the cleanup spot, in the fifth spot, we've got the designated hitter, Jake Thompson. As it looks like Khalil Watson walks to first. In the sixth spot, we've got Javier Sanoa, the center fielder. Carlos Santiago, the first baseman. Cameron Barstead, the catcher. And Chase Luttrell, the left fielder. As Jacob Berry steps to the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
That's right, Sean. Berry up in the batter's box looking for a quick start to this inning. You got Watson on first base. An easy ride to first on a base on balls there for Watson. So now you got the speedy Watson at first. You know he's always dangerous there. Hammerheads threatening early, Sean.
Yeah, looking to take control of the game while we're still in the first inning here. And it looks like Jose Davila catches Berry looking for a nice strike there. Davila now 8 pitches, 5 balls, 3 strikes.
And this pitch away for a ball. Davila had a good start his last time around with the Cardinals, looking to up the same pace and add to that momentum. Here comes this one. This one's going to be hit. And the center fielder looking to track it down, and he does for out number one as Watson dribbles down back to first.
Actually, that was out number two with a nice catch by Victor Scott, the center fielder for the Palm Beach Cardinals. That'll bring up Brady Allen in the lineup.
Allen, a big bat, batting just .234 on the season. As this one's ripped to third, it's going to be a routine play over to second for out number three. So that's it for the top of the first inning. Palm Beach Cardinals on the way up. We'll be back after this commercial break.
song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we are back at the top of the inning here. I'm sorry, bottom of the first inning. Starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Tommy Nance. As I'll quickly run through your Palm Beach Cardinals starting lineup. In the one spot, Victor Scott, the center fielder. In the two spot, Quilder.
And that's going to be the first out of the inning.
Victor Scott there. Fly out, hit two. Brady Allen throwing the first for a nice out there. Bringing up Chris Rotondo, the right fielder in the order. In the three spot, we've got Thomas Francisco. Four spot, RJ Yeager, the third baseman. In the fifth spot, we've got Jeremy Rivas. Sixth spot, Alex Alessandria, and the left fielder, Michael Cruelli, the designated hitter. Darlene Moquette, the second baseman. And Jake Burns, the catcher. As Nance throws a nice strike there. Catches Chris Rotondo while looking. Count now 1-1. That pitch inside, called ball. Count now 2-1. Nance getting his signal here from the catcher. The pitch. Nice fly up hit there.
And that is a home run, Sean. Flying all the way out of the park. Rotondo with a monster hit to left field over the 355 mark, putting the Cardinals on top 1-0. Sirens all over the place, Sean. What a monster hit.
Yeah, nice hit. And it looks like the wind picked it up right at the right time and just sailed that one right over left field. As Rotondo brings it home there, bringing up Thomas Francisco in the order. Your score now, 1 run, 1 hit, 0 errors. Palm Beach Cardinals up.
Yeah, Palm Beach has been on a tear, winning their last 21-14 in the second half of the season. Currently in first. You can only imagine they're going to be challenging those Mets as we towards the end of this second half.
Yeah, and I think they're going to stay challenging them as Palm Beach Cardinals look to stay on top of their rivals here. Nance the kick. That pitch way outside. Count now 2-1. One out for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
A big series it's been, Sean, for the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. Coming into the series, they were neck and neck. But with the Cardinals taking most of these games, they've won 4 of these games so far, Sean. They're causing some separation there as this one brings the count now to 2-2.
Yeah. A slow start to the season, but the Cardinals trying to finish strong here. as Nance gets the pitch to kick. That one way outside. As the count now goes full at 3-2. Chop hit there by Francisco.
Yeah, Francisco fouling it off his ankle. A little shaky getting back in the batter's box, but here we go. Nance approaching his 12th pitch. Count full.
Yeah. 5 balls, 6 strikes for Tommy Nance as he gets the start for your Jupiter Hammerheads.
And that's going to be a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. So, runner on first for the Cardinals with one out. On top, 1-0 in this bottom of the first.
Bringing up RJ Jaeger in the lineup. Jaeger coming in with a 2.27 average, 5 RBIs, 1 home run on the season. With the pitch way inside, count now 1-0. Nance getting the pitch to kick. Nice chopper to third base. And a nice double out play there as it travels the bases. Caught by the third baseman. Swung to second for the first out. Swung to first for the third one.
Almost a double play. Not enough. Just beating it on a big hustle there.
This one, as it looks like the coach is out there to talk to the first baseman.
I didn't hear you talk.
Jeremy Rivas stepping up to the plate now.
Count 1-0 here. Nance approaching his 16th pitch of the day. Runner on first. Rivas coming into the game with a 2.54 average, 25 RBIs. Productive on the offensive side. Also taking over the shortstop duties for the day, as this one is going to be inside for ball one. Count now 1-1.
2 outs for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 1 runner on first as Nance awaits his signal. The kick, the swing. Big strikeout there as the count now goes to 1-2.
And the runner goes, and it's going to be a foul ball, foul tipped, so no steal there. That's negated, as that brings the count to 1-2 with 2 outs.
Yeah, the runner heads back to first. 2 outs here. Cardinals have to be careful. Have already scored this inning with the home run from Rotondo. Nance awaiting his signal here from the catcher Barstead. The kick, the swing. And looks like we'll have a challenge there.
Challenge call upheld.
As that's called ball, and the count goes full at 3-2.
And the runner goes again, Sean, and he's going to be fine at second as that one's in the dirt. Thrown to first, that's out number 3. We'll be back at the Dean. The Cardinals on top, 1-0. Walter and Sean back with you after this commercial break.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need to help.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are Bizak at the Dean. Cardinals on top, 1-0. Davila back on the mound for your Palm Beach Redbirds. Top of the second inning, Jake Thompson up at the plate, batting .353 on the season. 1 home run, 3 RBIs as this one's fouled. Count now 0-1.
Davila coming in, about to take his 13th pitch. 6 balls, 6 strikes. As that one will be called ball way up high. Count now 1-1.
Big swing and a miss there by Thompson. Strike number 2.
Davila the kick. That pitch thrown to second baseman. Thrown to the first baseman, Santiago. Francisco. For the first out of the second inning.
Nice routine play there.
Javier Sanoa coming in with an average of .217, 2 home runs, 15 RBIs.
And this one up and inside for ball number 1. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And a big swing and a miss by Sanoa.
It looks like he put a lot into that one. As it looks like we do have some wind coming in field right now. Not a lot, just a little. That ball swung on. Fouled. Count now 1-2. Burns. Sending the signal, the kick. That pitch swung foul back to the stands, as we don't have any fans in the stands today. Just a few friends and family. The kick, the swing. Another pitch foul back. Ooh, that one close. As the count remains the same at 1-2.
Sanoa staying alive here. Here comes the pitch. Inside. So that evens the count at 2-2. And foul tipped as Sanoa keeps it going. Count remains 2-2. A big week here at the Dean, Sean, with Silver Sluggers Wednesday. You know, that's always a good time. But this Thursday is golf night at the Dean. The Mighty Muscles. It's not golf night. That was this week. And I heard it was a lot of fun. Did you go to golf night?
No, I didn't. But sounds like it would be a fun time.
And that landed on a Thirsty Thursday, Sean. Just imagine that. Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good time.
Golf night plus Thirsty Thursdays here at the Dean.
Oh, yeah. As Davila retires the batter for out number 2. So don't forget, folks, at the Dean, we got Wednesday's Silver Slugger Nights for fans 55 and up. All night of prizes. Thirsty Thursdays on Thursdays. And then Saturday, it's always the kids club here at the Dean. So don't forget, fans in the stands Wednesday through Saturday. This week we got the Mighty Muscles from Fort Myers visiting town. Sean, how about that?
Yeah, should be a fun series to watch.
Yeah, I get a little hungry when I say that name, so should be exciting.
Yes.
Mighty Muscles over in the west side of the Florida State League, struggling so far this season, so it would be a good opportunity for the Hammerheads to get some wins in with the Muscles visiting town. We'll see what happens as the count's 0-1. This one popped up. The left fielder, Lasenia, trying to track it down, and he does, as that's out number 3. And we'll be back from the Dean, folks. Cardinals coming up. Bottom of the second inning, right after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I'm going to show you something. Flowers do have best friends.
Some unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Because when you start to see levels.
And we are back at the Dean. Top of the third. I'm sorry, bottom of the second inning. As Tommy Nance takes the mound again for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Getting in some warm-up pitches as we are prepared to get started here. Palm Beach Cardinals still up over the Jupiter Hammerheads. One run, one hit, zero errors. As Alex Adesina, I'm gonna have to pronounce that one right.
Can you say that three times, Sean? I'll give you $1 million right now. Three times, say it.
Adesina.
There we go. Adesina. There we go.
Coming in with an average of 200. Two RBIs, no home runs, as the first pitch swung, struck out.
And we do have a new pitcher on the mound.
Oh,
looks
wow.
As Juan Reynoso has entered the game in relief. We'll get an update on what happened there. With just a 1-0 lead. Might be an injury, might be something.
Call overturns.
Game with a 6.75 ERA, 11 strikeouts on the season. Going to try to keep the Hammerheads in the game. This one away, going to be called ball. Count now 2-1 to Alex Ladiracena.
Yeah, couldn't say that one three times fast.
We'll call him Alex. Good old Alex. Counts 3-1. Reynoso approaching his fifth pitch.
That one swung. Count now goes full. 3-2.
And this one's going to be chopped to Reynoso. Reynoso able to get it in time over to Santiago. Nice defense there, and out number one. Is that's bringing up
Michael Curiallo
to the plate. The DH batting 333 on the season, just one RBI. And keep in mind, Sean, a lot of these players seeing playing time for the first time in the second half. Not exactly the same team we were calling in the first half.
Not at all, but just trying to make players ready get them available. If we try to take this playoff push as Reynoso, that pitch way inside.
Curiel getting hit on that one.
Hit. And that'll be an automatic walk to first, as that'll bring up Darlene Moquette in the order. Moquette coming in with an average of 216, 22 RBIs, 7 home runs.
And Reynoso winds up. Here it comes to Moquette. That's going to be ball one. Moquette, 216 on the season. We've seen a lot of Moquette. Good player for the Cardinals organization. 22 RBIs, 7 home runs on the season, as Reynoso gives a long look at first. And he does check the runner, throwing over to Santiago, just to give him a little bit of a heat check there of his long lead there, as the Cardinals look to add more runs here, showing up 1-0.
Yeah, the pitch swung by Moquette, fouled back into the stands as Barstead running for that one, hoping to make a play out there. Not able to. Count now 1-1 as Moquette steps back into the batter's box. Still a runner on first. Santiago for the Palm Beach Cardinals, as Reynoso gets the signal from his catcher. The kick swung, fouled out left field. Moquette with some nice power behind that hit, just looking to elevate it a little bit, stay off that foul line. Reynoso gets the signal, the kick. Big swing and a miss by Moquette, as that'll retire him, bringing up the catcher, Jake Burns. Burns coming in with an average of 205, 2 RBIs, no home runs.
Yeah, big strikeout for Reynoso there, Sean, supplying out number two, especially with a runner on first. Reynoso doing a good job after that hit batter, as this one is going to be inside for ball number one.
And that will be challenged.
Overturned, strike one.
Oh, they overturned it, Sean. Strike one.
Is that one apparently still in the zone? Count now 0-1. The pitch, the hit by Scott over to center field, left center field. Caught though.
Nice catch by Latrell for out number three. That's right, Sean. And we'll be back, folks. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Sunday afternoon baseball. Sean Thomason, Walter Works with you. We'll be back after this commercial break.
You became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hello.
are back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works alongside Sean Tomlinson here. Sunday afternoon baseball at the Dean. Currently, Palm Beach Cardinals on top, 1-0. Top of the third inning. Barstad up at the plate, batting 204 on the season. One home run, 9 RBIs. Count 1-1 to him. Hammerhead's trying to get back in this game as this one is ripped over the first baseman's head. And Rotondo apes that, starting off the first inning with a bang, getting off to first with a stand-up single. How about that, Sean?
Yeah, looking to get back in this game. Definitely some nice power behind that hit. Looks like he really wanted to take that one out the park. Just not enough wind beneath it puts him at first. Bringing up Chase Luttrell. Luttrell coming in with an average of 188. No home runs, no RBIs. As that pitch will be fouled back towards the stands.
Yeah, Luttrell being aggressive there, Sean, going after the first pitch.
Yeah, Hammerhead's wasting no time down here trying to catch up.
This one's going to be ripped over to second, but it does get by Moquette. Right through his legs, Sean. Ay, 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 holy moly. We got runners on first and second with no outs.
Yeah, and not a nice... It looks like, yeah, that'll be called an error. An error on Moquette as that one just misses his mitt completely. Looks like the first baseman, right fielder, Rotondo, getting a hand on that, able to save it because the Hammerheads wanted a round basis.
Yeah, Cardinals have been pretty consistent on the defensive side. That's been one of the things that have contributed to their success over the week. You know, Sean, when we talk about the Palm Beach Cardinals, we're not really talking about a power-hitting home run machine. We're talking about timely hitting, good defense. That's what's worked for them. So the Cardinals want to keep that going. As the pitch is here, it's going to be popped up. It looks like Francisco's going to track it down, and he does for out number one over there in the foul area.
Yeah, nice defense there by the Cardinals, staying alive here with two runners on. Desperately needed that out just to stay alive here in this inning. Top of the third. Two runners on for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Khalil Watson now stepping into the batter's box. Watson
getting on the bases earlier via a ball. This one pitched inside. And as we keep talking about the series, Sean, you know, the Cardinals, every game they've won throughout the series is a game where they've been able to hold the Hammerheads to either four runs or below. You know, they're not necessarily crushing and blowing people out. As this one is hit over to shortstop, he's able to step on the bag, and that's a beautiful double play. Rivas stepping on the bag to Francisco, and that retires the side, folks. 1-0, it stays that way. We'll be back for the bottom of the third inning at the Dean.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here, bottom of the third inning. your Cardinals still 1-0 over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Revis with a nice double play for the double out, saving that inning, saving his team. As we prepare to get started here, Hammerheads still taking their warm-up pitches.
A lot of eyes on this game, Sean. Both the Cardinals and the Marlins organizations having pretty good seasons for their respective teams. And, you know, all these guys on the field today want to be a part of that at some point in time. You know, making it to the big leagues are what these games are all about at the Dean, the stars of tomorrow.
Yeah, as we go to the top of the order here, Victor Scott on the mound.
Ooh, this one thrown to who knows where for ball number one. That's right, Sean. Victor Scott, the speedy center fielder, has been a delight to watch since he's joined the lineup. If he get on the bags, watch out. He's definitely covering a lot of that center field. You've seen him, Sean. He's a delight to watch out there in center.
Yeah, can definitely swing from side to side as that pitch thrown ball. Three balls to start off the bottom here from Reynoso.
Yeah, not a good start to this sequence for Reynoso as he catches the corner of the plate. Thank you, baby Jesus, for that one. He didn't want another walk there.
And it looks like it could have been challenged, too. They don't take it.
And this one's outside. So Scott going to get a free ride to first on the base on balls express train. Not what Reynoso wanted, man. Scott can steal every base if he wanted to. So you can only imagine the Hammerheads defense is going to be on the lookout. Chris Reynoso is going to face Rotondo now.
Rotondo with the nice home run his first time at bat. Repeat the process here, bottom of the third, as Barstead sends the signal to Reynoso. Reynoso the kick.
Ooh, Barstead with a quick throw to first, Sean.
Yeah, Barstead looking to try to get out Victor Scott on the off play. Victor just too fast, back on first.
Nice throw, but Victor's just too fast, like you said, man. He made it back no problem. As he takes another healthy lead, Reynoso is worried about Scott as he throws again. And these are close checks, man, because Scott is diving and just making it back.
Yeah, definitely messing up those white pants the Cardinals have on.
Oh, those beautiful white pants. Come on.
Yes. Reynoso, the pitch.
Nice pitch there by Reynoso. Nice breaking ball catching the plate. 1-1 the count. Santiago. And Reynoso keeping a close eye on Scott at first with no outs, man. If Scott can get on second, that would be huge.
The pitch by Rotondo. That one too low. Call ball. Count now 2-1. As Santiago is checking Scott. Scott not able to get a good lead there.
Yeah, they're playing him really close. A lot of urgency around Scott. As Scott goes to second, but it's going to be foul tipped by Rotondo. That would have been the perfect opportunity for Scott to go to second. As Reynoso approaches now his 24th pitch of the afternoon.
Showing his speed, though, Scott, as he was able to make it to that second base pretty fast. Just needs a little bit more on it. Rotondo now. Count now 2-2. No outs for your Palm Beach Cardinals. As he gets the signal here, the kick.
Ooh, big strikeout by Reynoso. Sean, must have been a good signal, man. That was a big-time strikeout for out number one. And what a big change of events. We went from Scott no outs to now out number one, and Scott's still on second. I think that's the key in this inning, to, you know, keep Scott at first, because if he moves, this inning moves too.
Yeah, Rotondo, the big hitter with the homer, not able to repeat process. Thomas Francisco stepping in the box.
Ooh, that one gets away, Sean, from Francisco. And look at Scott. I told you, he's already at third. Unbelievable. That guy can steal any base he wants.
From first to third.
From first to third, quicker than we talk to each other. Look at that.
Yeah, he was gone. As soon as that pitch went wild, he took off, rounding bases, ending up in threatening position, looking to score now for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Francisco hasn't even swung yet.
I was just talking about the dynamic of the inning, how it changed. And look at that flip-flop. Now you got Scott on third with one out. You got to think something's going to come out of that. Reynoso, stress level a little bit higher now with just one out and Scott on third with Francisco up at the plate.
Hammerheads will have to play good defense here. The pitch.
Big swing and a miss there by Francisco. Reynoso definitely looking for a strikeout in this situation. Off to a good start here in this sequence. Count 0-1.
Francisco coming in with a 321, 20 RBIs, 2 home runs. Looking to use some of that hit ability here as that one is hit to center field. And Santiago.
And look at Scott over to home, and that's going to be another run for the Cardinals, Sean.
Another one.
Nice sacrifice fly there.
And it looks like, yeah, they took the out to get the score as they now go 2-0 over the Hammerheads, your Palm Beach Cardinals in the game here, bringing up R.J. Yeager to the plate.
And that's what I was talking about, Sean. Not necessarily like a big home run team. Timely hitting. They knew what they had to do there, right? They got the sacrifice fly, and it's 2-0.
More strategic team playing their game plan here. Reynoso, the pitch. Foul hit. As that one's fouled back. Count now 0-2. Two outs for the Palm Beach Cardinals. As the score is now 2-0. Cardinals over the Hammerheads. That one dangerously close to the hitter. Call ball. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, just missed the Yeager there.
The kick. The swing, foul tip. Count will remain the same. Reynoso looking to play good defense here. As they're now, his team is now down 0-2. That pitch called ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Barr said sends the signal to Reynoso. Reynoso the kick. That pitch blowing in the dirt. Count goes full now at 3-2. Reynoso has to be careful here. Does not want to walk. Yeager has the kick. And that pitch low in the dirt. Yeager will walk the first. Bringing up Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop in the order.
So another base on ball, Sean, with two outs, Cardinals back on the bases with a runner on first. Looking to add some more insurance here, up 2-0 with Rivas up at the plate. Reynoso approaching his 34th pitch of the evening.
The kick, the swing, that one low and in the dirt, called ball. Count now 1-0. As Rivas comes in with a 254 average, 25 RBIs.
Yeah, nice season for Rivas. So on his ripped foul down the third baseline. So a good series for the Cardinals. They're looking to close this one out. They've won 4 so far in this series. Behind some great timely hitting and some consistent defense, we're seeing a lot more of the same here on this Sunday edition of Afternoon Baseball at the Dean. Here comes the pitch from Reynoso. This one's going to be chopped foul, bringing the count to 1-2.
Yeah, the Cardinals really settling into themselves the second half of the season, figuring out their niches, working some new players into the mix, and still sticking to their same game plan.
And that's the beauty of baseball. You know, if you can reassess the chess match, it's all about strategy, and I think Coach kind of went into the second half of the season with a different approach. And you start to see that with the defense, the pitching, and really the hits where they need to be. Here comes the pitch from Reynoso.
That one chopped to right field.
Yeah, too much for Allen to track down.
fouled out. That'll bring the runner back to first. Count now 2-2 as Revis steps back into the box. Winoso almost touching 40 pitches. No one warming up on the side. Looks like he'll take it most of the way.
This one in the dirt, and it's going to be thrown to first. Not enough, though. Not in time. Barstad has been aggressive behind the plate, Sean. Hammerhead's trying to follow the same recipe the Cardinals have been with their success. Good defense. Not in time there, though.
Behind the plate and on the plate. Barstad is here to play Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, excuse me. Count full at 3-2 as Reynoso gets the signal, the kick.
The runner goes, but foul.
Foul back. So Revis will stay alive here as it looks like RJ Jaeger is ready to take off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Healthy lead at first. Reynoso the pitch. That one fouled to the right side by the Cardinals bullpen. Revis staying alive.
Yeah, runner one again with the count full and two outs. You could just imagine he's going to go every time. Reynoso with a long look at first. Here we go. Count full. Reynoso versus Revis. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to be popped up. Santiago not going to be able to get to it. Look at Revis staying alive, huh?
Yeah. Doesn't want to end this inning without a hit. As it looks like he's swinging every time, especially now with the count full.
So trying to do whatever he can do. Here we go. Full count, two outs. Reynoso trying to get out of the inning. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be smacked right over to the right fielder, though. Allen getting the easy pop-up. And that retires the side, folks. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning. Walter Works and Sean Tomlinson on your Palm Beach Cardinals Facebook Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the fourth inning. Top of the fourth inning. Sorry. Toppity top top. We are making our way through this game. Cardinals on top 2-0. It's been interesting, Sean. Low scoring game, right? A little bit of a pitcher's duel, but looks like the Cardinals so far have maintained control.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to stay that way. Jose Davila stepping back on the mound.
Ooh.
For the Cardinals in that one.
Villa beaming Barry on the right shoulder there. Barry with a free ride to first. You don't see a lot of that from the Villa. You know, in the couple of starts that I've seen him, he's been really productive, composed, has control on most of his pitches.
Usually more controlled.
Yeah.
Usually one gets away from you. Brady Allen in the box now. Allen coming in with the 234 average, 8 home runs, 46 RBIs, having an amazing season here for the Hammerheads. as Davila the kick. That one chopped to third base.
Ooh. Just got away showing there as Yeager to second base, and then it looked like it just got away from Francisco there.
Yeah, that one, Francisco just not able to grab it, as that'll put a runner on first. Allen, the Hammerheads, bringing up Jake Thompson in the order. Thompson, the DH, 333 average, one home run, three RBIs.
So Allen gets to second on the wild throw. Davila looking back at him. Here comes the pitch. This one catches the corner of the plate. Nice breaking ball there for strike one.
Allen with a nice lead. Davila the kick. That one chopped up. Will be thrown to Francisco for the second out of the inning.
Nice play there by Davila. You saw he took his time, stared down Allen at second. And that's a big deal, because if that little look doesn't happen, Allen goes to third.
Third.
You know, so Davila showing a lot of poise on the mound, Sean. You don't really see that so quickly at this level. So nice stuff from Davila. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be ripped over to left field. What a hit by Sanoa. And just foul. I mean, just foul. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is that one rides the left field line. Indonesia not able to grab it in time. Ump calls foul on ball, though.
Oh, man, just foul. But Sanoa, you see his power. He ripped that one. I mean, nice contact there.
Yeah, and it looks like the wind just kind of sailed it, as we do have some, the flags blowing. Looks like that's some wind coming in field.
I see meteorologists in your future. I do. No, that's exactly what that was. If there's no wind, that's fair. Here comes the pitch from Davila. And that's going to be in the dirt. Nice save there by Burns. Last thing they want is the runner to get an easy ride to third. There is two outs, though, so Davila has a golden opportunity to get out of this inning.
Davila here, getting the signal, the kick. As Davila walks up to first, tossing it to Francisco for the third out. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, guys. We'll be back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Folks, Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works with you at the Dean. Bottom of the fourth inning, Cardinals up, looking to add to their 2-0 lead. Reynoso with his first pitch to Ladersena. Yeah,
still can't say that one three times.
Oh, yeah, guys. I forgot. We're calling him Alex. Okay.
Alex in the batter's box. Reynoso returning to the mound for the Hammerheads. That second pitch called strike as he swung. Looks like caught a piece of the plate there. count now 1-1.
Ooh, inside there by Reynoso.
Way inside. Adesanya had to step out the way. That one count now 2-1. Adesanya with a nice hit to center field. Sanoa back there catches that one in his mitt. And that'll be the first out for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Yeah, that floated all the way towards the warning track, talking about that little breeze going on today for a loud out number one.
Michael Corelli in the box now. Ooh, that pitch up but inside, called strike. Count now 0-1. Reynoso repeating the process. That pitch right down the middle. Count now 0-2. Reynoso the kick. Corelli the hit. That one right to right field. And Allen able to just put his mitt up and get a nice catch on that one. Second out for the Palm Beach Cardinals, bringing up Darlene Moquette in the order.
Moquette having a little bit of a rough day at second base, looking for some redemption here in the batter's box as he takes the first pitch for a strike. Nice breaking ball by Reynoso as he wraps up his 51st pitch. Working quick, though. Here comes the second one. This one foul-tipped. So a quick 0-2 count for Reynoso to start this sequence. With two outs, Sean, looks like they might get out of this inning.
Yeah, it looks like the Hammerheads want to take control of the game now. And a big swing and a miss there by Moquette, bringing us to the bottom of the fourth. Ending the bottom. We'll go to the top of the fifth. We'll be back with your MILB Palm Beach.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works, Sean Tomlinson on this beautiful Sunday edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jupiter, Florida is the place to be, ladies and gentlemen, as the Palm Beach Cardinals host the Jupiter Hammerheads today in this final game of this series. Davila still on the mound. Nice strike one there to Santiago.
Yeah, and it looks like Santiago trying him his last time at bat. That pitch swung, called strike, count now 0-2.
Ooh, this one rips, Sean, over Moquette's head. Scott able to get to it quickly. So a nice start to this inning for the Hammerhead. Santiago on first with a stand-up single.
Yeah, and the Hammerheads looking to try to take away this game from the Cardinals, trying to do it with some big hits, as we do see someone warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Keep an eye on that pitching change. As Davila gets the signal, the pitch, that one way outside, called ball. Barstead with a nice hit at his last time at bat. Trying to do the same thing again here. Davila the kick. Swung. Fouled back to the stands. As the count now goes to 1-1.
Davila approaching his 49th pitch, Sean. Nobody warming up yet in the Redbirds' pen. So they have a lot of confidence in Davila, and why not, right? We're approaching halfway through this game, and he's allowed no runs. I'd say that's pretty good.
I'd say that's great, especially in the Palm Beach Cardinals. You know, have that on your roster, to have that sturdy, reliable piece as Davila approaches his 50th pitch here. The kick, that pitch inside, count evens out at 2-2. Hammerheads still have a runner on first.
And no outs. As Davila looks over to first, checking the runner. Here comes the pitch from Davila. This one's going to be chopped foul. So no outs here. You got Latrell due up, the leadoff man Cap, and Watson. So the top of the soon, Sean, could be a golden opportunity for the Hammerheads here in the top of the fifth.
Davila the kick. The chopped hit by, and that one not able to hold on as the, it looks like there was a double play. No, it was thrown to second.
Almost a double play, Sean. I couldn't get to it in time.
Barstead will sit on first with a single. Able to get out Santiago, though, on the second play. That'll bring up Chase Luttrell. That one catches the inside of the plate. Count now 0-1 with one out for the Hammerheads. As Davila gets the signal here, the kick. That one foul tipped back. Count now 0-2. As Luttrell checks his gloves and steps back into the box. Barstead on first with a healthy lead. Davila checking his runner there. As he gets the signal from Burns, the kick. That pitch fouled to the right. As the count will remain the same at 0-2. Only one out for the Hammerheads. Barstead still on first. The kick. And it looks like Latrell will swing on every ball in his direction as that one is fouled back to the stands. Count remains the same. Davila the kick, the swing. And Latrell with a swing and a miss, retiring him, going to Yiddy Capi. Oh, Capé.
Yiddy Cap. My man, leading off here, Sean. Two outs, though. Davila able to really calm down that threat with the runner still on first.
Catches Capi looking there. With a nice strikeout. Count now 0-1. Two outs. A runner on first for the Hammerheads. The kick by Davila. And that pitch a little too high. Call ball. Count now 1-1. As Burns sends the signal to Davila. Davila the kick. Chop swing. To the shortstop, Revis. Moquette making the play at second for the third out, and we'll be back. Bottom of the fifth inning, Palm Beach Cardinals Network.
Two To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for this edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Your home team, the Cardinals, well, really two of your home teams here as they share the stadium, but the official home team, the Cardinals, so far on top, 2-0. What do you think of the game so far, Sean? Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, pretty interesting game. Cardinals taking control, maintaining control. The Hammerheads looking to try to take some of that momentum back. Not able to, as the Cardinals keep a cool head, maintain their strategy and stay on top as they have the lead over the Hammerheads right now.
Yeah, Burns now in the batter's box. The catcher for your Cardinals. We'll see what happens here. Bottom of the fifth, here comes the pitch from Quiñones. Quiñones, the new pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads, in relief, trying to keep the Hammerheads in this game. So that's it for Reynoso. Pretty efficient day, I would say, Sean, as this one is ripped right to the right fielder. That's going to be no problem for Allen. That's out number one. But I think Reynoso had a pretty good game. You know, there were some threats there he was able to get out of. And ultimately, you got to be happy just being down 2-0. You know, still very early in the game.
Yeah, it looks like he tried to take back tried to take some momentum away from the Cardinals in that last inning, just not able to do too much as the Cardinals prepared and stayed on top of those hits. Victor Scott now in the box here for the Cardinals. That pitch called ball way up high.
Fine, Scott. Going to try to get things started here in the bottom of the fifth. You notice just jumping into the game in relief. Good start, though, with one out here to start the bottom of the fifth. Scott just batting 176 on the season, but, man, like we talked before, Sean, if this guy gets on base, he is dangerous, as this one is called ball. 2-1 now the count.
Yeah, Quiñones, with a few of his pitches coming inside, trying to shake off some of that rust, get back into this. As he gets the signal, the kick, that one way outside. Count now 3-1.
Yeah, Quiñones now taking his time on the mound, trying to regroup. 3-1, like you mentioned, Sean, not a good start for him in this sequence. Here comes the pitch. Nice pitch catching the corner of the plate there by Quiñones. Now, I think the idea here is with Quiñones, you got a guy on the mound that has had a little bit more work this season. I mean, you talk about 40 strikeouts throughout the season. Quiñones is a force on the mound. So you think he's probably here now just to make sure that this game stays 2-0 until the Hammerheads are able to take a bite out of the Cardinals. That hasn't been able to happen just yet.
Yeah, definitely a lot more experience coming in. Seeing if he's going to finish this one out for the Hammerheads is that pitch is swung by Scott. Sanoa going for it. It looks like that'll be caught by Luttrell for the second out on the Cardinals, bringing up Chris Rotondo in the order.
Rotondo. Hammerheads would love to take this game. They've lost much throughout this series, and especially with the Mighty Muscles coming to town, a struggling Mighty Muscles, not so mighty right now. Here comes the pitch right over the head of Rotundo for ball number...
Get chin check there as Quinones with another ball.
Breaking ball there, just misses the plate, so that's ball number two.
2-0 count as Rotundo steps back into the box. Gets the signal. The kick. Swung by Rotundo. Sonoa going for it for the third out of the inning. We're going to the top of the sixth for your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chevrolet Stadium, Sunday afternoon baseball, a beautiful day here in Jupiter, Sean. Cardinals on top 2-0 so far as we approach the top of the sixth inning.
Top of the sixth, looks like Jose Davila coming back to the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Khalil Watson stepping in the box for the Hammerheads. First pitch, Watson clear to right field, called foul. That'll bring him back into the box.
Nice rip by Watson, but just foul. So Watson making some good contact early on. We'll see if he can put it in play. Davila approaching his 62nd pitch. Here it comes. Big swing and a miss by Watson. That's going to be strike two.
Yeah, Davila approaching his 63rd pitch. 44 strikes, 18 balls. He's having a great day on the mound.
Watson rips this one past Moquette, Sean, and that's going to be a stand-up single for the speedy Watson. The first-round pick in the 2021 draft, the electrifying Watson. What a prospect for this Marlins organization.
Yeah, they just need him to stay healthy and keep hitting. Looks like when he's hitting, things are going the right way for the Hammerheads. Getting on first, Scott able to save that one as Jacob Berry steps into the box. First pitch by Davila. Call ball, low and in the dirt. Count now 1-0.
Davila checking Watson at first. Watson is going mid-pitch. Are you kidding me? And with his speed, he is safe, Sean. He went mid-pitch. Who does that?
Someone that knows he can get it.
Oof.
Watson diving for it there.
Oh, and he is in some pain, Sean. This is not good news. Not good news at all for the Hammerheads. Watson is down, and he is not getting...
Take some time to assess. Hammerheads trainer running out to second base. Trying to check on Watson. It looks like he's holding his left arm.
Yeah, Watson went full force to second, sprinting to second. The pitcher didn't even let go of the throw yet, and he got there just in time. I mean, it was a hard steal. It was very, very challenging. He got there, but he might have pulled something or whatever. Training staff is there all over him, and he hasn't gotten up yet, Sean.
No, and it doesn't look like he's going to, as he is still one knee on the ground here. Trainer is checking him out.
So a little bit of a dilemma here. If Watson can't stay in the game, we're only in the top of the sixth inning, Sean. That's a big chunk of that Hammerheads offense. We'll see if he can regroup and stay in there. But things are not looking good right now.
Not looking good at all. Trainer definitely having some words with him. Looks like coach is out there. Let's see what they say.
Watson playing that shortstop position today, an important role on the Hammerheads team. He's been a rock star all season, you know, so we hope he feels okay. He seems to get up, and he's walking around a little bit, but does look stiff there.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to stretch it out.
And he is going to come out of the game indeed, Sean. So that's it for Khalil Watson, one of the big prospects here in Jupiter. And we hope he's okay and makes a healthy recovery, man. We know the Hammerheads need him this week against the Mighty Muscles.
Yeah, they do, but speedy recovery. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, he does look in pain, Sean.
Looks like he's taking his time to get back to the dugout, so...
Well, as the soundtrack plays in the back and Watson goes back into the dugout, we got Jacob Berry up at the plate, Sean. Berry with just two RBI of playing time. That is for Berry, the third baseman for the Hammerheads today. But here we go, Sean. Back to it, top of the sixth inning. No outs now, so Watson was able to be productive while in the game. Runner on second. This is a big opportunity for the Hammerheads. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it looks like they brought in Torin Montgomery to fill in for Watson as that pitch to Berry called ball way inside, counting out 2-1. As Burns sends the signal to Davila. Davila with the kick.
That one in the dirt, 67th pitch of the evening. So we'll see if he's just going to stay in the game as a pinch runner or stay the rest of the game at shortstop.
And it does look like the Cardinals are warming someone up in the bullpen. Try to get a number on that.
Yeah, that might be it for Davila after this inning. And that seems to be his ceiling as of lately, 70, 80 pitches. But good work for him, man. If you look at the line, just three hits and no runs.
Davila the kick. Called ball. That one a walk. Berry bringing up Brady Allen in the order.
So talk about big time spots, Sean. Brady Allen now comes to the plate batting .233, 8 home runs on the season, 46 RBIs, and we are definitely going to have a meeting at the mound as we're going to get a new pitcher in here for the Cardinals, and why not? With no outs, runners on first and second. This is the time, right? The time is now. Down 2-0 for the Hammerheads.
Down 2-0. Wanting to hold on to that lead. It looks like we do have a new pitcher. Let's get a
one. Yeah, so we're going to take this time, folks, to take a little break, a commercial break. Maybe grab a sip of water, something like that, as we approach this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back. Looks like they did have a pitching change, bringing in number 33, Gustavo Rodriguez, hailing from Cumana, Venezuela. Came in as an international free agent back in 2018, coming in with an ERA of 3.24 and 48 strikeouts. As that first pitch to Allen will be called ball. Count now 1-0. As Rodriguez seems to grab his rosin bag, settle down, gets the signal from Burns, gets the kick, the swing, chop to Rivas. Rivas makes the play at first, misses. Montgomery for the run, as that'll be the first run here for the Hammerheads. Score now 2-1. As Allen will stand up on second, bringing up Jake Thompson in the order. Thompson coming in with a 3.16 average. The pitch by Gustavo way inside. Count now 1-0. And it looks like that will be an error on Francisco, as he missed the pitch there by Rivas. Rodriguez, the kick. That pitch way outside. Catches the corner of the plate. Count now 1-1. As Rodriguez checking his runners, Thompson swings, fouled to the left side of the stands. No fans though. As the count now goes to 1-2. Rodriguez getting the signal from Burns. Two runners on for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez the kick, the swing, thrown to Moquette. Moquette throws home to Burns. As Burns able to apply the tag. Able to apply the tag on, looks like number 6 there, Sanoa. Sanoa coming into the box. First out for the Cardinals, as Rodriguez gets the pitch from Burns. Gets the signal. The kick, the swing. That pitch low and in the dirt. Count now 1-0. As there's still two runners on for the Jupiter Hammerheads. One out, though. As Rodriguez gets the kick. Swing fouled back. As the count now 1-1. Looks like we do have some wind coming in. Flags are starting to rip a little bit. 1-1 the count. Burns with the signal, the kick by Rodriguez. That one too low. Count now 2-1. as there are still two runners on for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez with the pitch, swung, thrown to Rivas. Rivas to Francisco. Francisco able to hold on to that one for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Carlos Santiago. Got two outs now. Two runners on for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez with the kick, the swing.
Santiago looks like he's in a...
It looks like the bat might have came down on his calf there.
Hammerheads don't need any more injuries, that's for sure. Santiago does stay in the game, though, but does look in pain.
Yeah, it looks like he's slowly getting back into the box here. Count now 0-1. As Rodriguez waits on the signal from Burns. The pitch here. Foul tip back. Count now 0-2. As Santiago still seems to be in some pain here. Trying to stretch it out in the box. As Rodriguez comes with the pitch. Another foul tip. Looks like that one cleared the ceiling.
Yeah, Santiago making some contact, showing just not enough so far.
Count remains the same at 0-2. As we still have two runners on here for the Hammerheads.
And Burns is going to go out to the mound, Sean, to talk to Gustavo. Maybe reassess the strategy here. Because with two outs, Cardinals don't want any hiccups. Hammerhead's already getting a run on the board in this top of the sixth. They got a runner on third. Burns walking back to the batter's box as we get things going again here.
Yeah, it looks like Burns just needing to talk to his pitcher. Trying to settle him down here. Bottom of the sixth inning, two outs, count 0-2 on Carlos Santiago, the pitch, and a big swing and a miss by Santiago for the third out of the inning. We're going to the top of the seventh, folks. We'll be back, Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thing is here. You can keep me down.
And we are back. Your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Yolan Quinones coming back to the mound for the Hammerheads. Thomas Francisco stepping in the box for the Cardinals.
On the approaching his 14th pitch, Sean. Hammerhead's going to try to make this a quick 1-2-3 inning. They're only down one. Trending and trending and trending and staying in line. Just a 2-1 lead now for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Quinones trying to make quick work of Francisco here. Count now 0-2. As that pitch swung on by Francisco, popped up, but caught by Allen for the first out of the inning. Allen able to stay on to that one, bringing up R.J. Yeager in the lineup.
Maybe we'll get a Yeager bomb. Who knows? R.J. Yeager, he's up now, Sean, as the Cardinals try to add some insurance. 2-0 sounded a lot better than 2-1, as this game is really close now here in the bottom of the sixth. One out, count 1-0 to Yeager.
That pitch by Quinones called a little too high. Count now 2-0. Looks like that one catches the inside of the plate. Called strike. Count now 2-1.
Yeah, nice pitch by Quinones. Just catching the corner of that plate there.
The kick, the swing.
Oh, I thought he went. Maybe not. That's going to be called the ball. 2-2 now, the count even.
Quinones the kick. Called strike, but Yeager will challenge.
Ooh.
And the call is return. Call ball. As Yeager must have known that one did not catch the plate. Count goes full at 3-2 now. Hammerheads are warming someone up in the bullpen. Quinones the kick. Swung by Yeager. Fouled back to the stands. Count remains the same. Yeager stepping back into the box. Quinones getting the signal from Barstead. The kick.
Ooh.
And looks like Quinones will hit Yeager with that one. Yeager walks to first as he gets a free ride.
Yeah, Yeager got bombed on that one as he goes to first on the Base on Balls Express train, Sean. So one out, man on first. Quinones approaching his 23rd pitch.
Jeremy Rivas coming into the order now, stepping in the box for the Cardinals. Barstead the signal, the kick from Quinones. That pitch called outside. Count now 1-0 with one out here for the Cardinals. One runner on first. Quinones the pitch. A big swing and a miss there by Rivas. Count goes even at 1-1. The signal, the pitch. Rivas with a nice hit out to left center. As Sanoa tries to hold on to that one, there's rounding bases for Yeager. Yeager with a nice run in for the home run. And it looks like Rivas will add another RBI to his already high RBI count. Rivas with a nice RBI double there.
What a hit by Rivas. Sean, beautiful. A stand-up double, but not only that. The big thing there was insurance, right? And I'm not talking about Progressive or Geico. I'm talking about runs. Now it's 3-1, and they look really good right now. A lot better than 2-1. And with one out now, Quinones in a little bit of a jam.
Yes, it is. One runner on still. Alex Insenia with the hit to left field. That's another RBI double, as that'll bring Rivas in for the run. another RBI double, back-to-back hits here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Wow, Sean, what a hit. I mean, it landed on the warning track. That white ball is full of dirt. Beautiful hit. I mean, it just missed getting over the 355 mark. But more insurance. 4-1 now for the Cardinals, and that's huge, as I think that's going to be it for Canonas coming in for some relief. I mean, he might need some relief. And I'm thinking maybe some Pepto-Bismol. That was rough. That was rough.
Yeah, it looks like that was rough on him. Back-to-back RBI doubles. The Cardinals came to hit.
And the thing is, Sean, they were able to get back into the game last inning. You know, and that's the thing about your bullpen. You need a strong bullpen in this type of game. Because now 4-1, at this point in the game, you know, we're approaching the seventh inning. Hammerheads might be losing their grip here on the lead.
Losing it, but keeping Quinones in for now. They'll still have that pitcher warming up, but Quinones will stay until the end. Michael Curale in the box, the designated hitter for the Palm Beach Cardinals. That pitch way inside, count 1-0 with one runner on second for the Cardinals. Chopped foul hit there, missed by the shortstop, Cuppe. Latrell able to get his hand on the ball. Not before a nice single there by Corelli. So that'll put not one but two runners on bases for the Palm Beach Cardinals, bringing up Darlene Moquette, the second baseman, up in the order.
Yeah, things are unraveling here for Canonas, Sean. First with that beautiful hit right on the edge of the warning track, and now runners on first, big swing and a miss by Moquette. Count 0-1, but a lot of drama at the Dean here, bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, and it looks like the Hammerheads are staying alive here, trying to stay alive. The Cardinals taking the momentum right away from them. Quinones with the pitch. That'll be called strike swung. Count now 0-2. With still only one out for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Barstead sending the signal to Quinones. Quinones the kick.
And that's going to be called a ball. Barstead getting to that ball quickly. Moquette 0-2 on the day. Trying to make something happen here. Right now would be the perfect time for a timely hit. As Quinones has threats all around him as the Cardinals are looming, trying to make some more happen here. Here comes the pitch.
That one fouled back. Swung. Count remains the same at 1-2. It looks like we still have the wind picking up here coming into the field. As the pitch by Quinones, that one ripped.
Oh, just missed.
By Berry.
Just missed by Berry, Sean. Are you kidding me?
That one looked like it fell out of his glove.
I guess he forgot the ball was there. But, you know, in talking throughout this game, that's kind of what we've been mentioning, right? The difference between the Cardinal defense and the difference between the Hammerheads defense. And you're not really seeing a game full of home runs. You're seeing a game full of mistakes. And that's really where you see the Cardinals capitalize, and that's what's worked for them in the second half. And something that the Hammerheads just have not been able to be consistent with, as we're going to see a new pitcher come onto the mound, and why not? Canonas could not just keep pitching change here, folks. We'll get the name and the number for you here in a moment.
Yeah, looks like they'll come in. Cardinals bases loaded now with just one out. Jake Burns, bottom of the order, the catcher, definitely with some power hits. Let's see if he can close it out here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
And this is going to be a big job in relief, Sean, because you got Burns up now, but look at who's up next. You got Scott and Rotundo. And Rotundo is the only man with a home run today. So just imagine, man, if the Cardinals can make something happen here, I mean, they can blow this game wide open.
And it looks like they want to, as It looks like the pitcher coming in will be number 39, Evan Taylor, 6'4", 250 pounds, coming from Florence, Alabama. Drafted in the 9th round of the 2022 draft, coming from the University of Arkansas. Ended up down here in Jupiter playing for the Hammerheads. Coming in with an ERA of 0.00 and just one strikeout so far. Looks like he's about to get some good playing time.
Yeah, not a lot of work so far for Taylor, like you just mentioned, Sean. But the big boy from Arkansas, man, I'm sure he loves it here in Jupiter, and he's going to be here to stay. So we'll see what stuff Taylor has to offer and what a temperature check it is for Taylor. Not a lot of work so far, but this is all the work he needs with the bases loaded and just one out. We'll see if he can get the Hammerheads out of this jam in relief.
Bases loaded. Jake Burns, bottom of the order, coming in for the Cardinals. Barstead sending the signal to Taylor, and we're about to get started here. Taylor, the pitch. Strike, nice curveball over the plate. Count now 0-1.
Yeah, Burns 0-2 on the day. Golden opportunity here for some redemption to the mound, the side armor, as that one's called ball. Now with a sidearm pitcher, you see a little bit different of a windup. Sometimes it's confusing to the batter, so we'll see if that works in the Hammerhead's favor with Taylor on the mound.
The pitch, the swing, count now, call strike, count now 1-2. Still only one out for the Cardinals. Bases loaded. A lot of speed on the bags right now. Taylor, the pitch. Foul tip by Burns. Count will remain the same at 1-2.
Yeah, Burns looking to adjust to that sidearm throw of Taylor. A lot different from the pitchers before, as Taylor gets ready for his pitch, looking over to first, here it comes, and that's going to be a swing and a miss, but it's in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and the Cardinals get another run, Sean.
Big run there, adding up to their lead, score now 5 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors to the Jupiter Hammerheads, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error. That'll bring Victor Scott up in the lineup. And
so more woes on defense on a wild pitch. The Cardinals score yet again.
Yeah, Barstead not able to keep his hands on that one. 2 outs, though, for the Cardinals. 2 runners on. Taylor with the pitch. That one way outside. Call ball. Count now 1-0.
Yeah, Taylor trying to keep that sidearm throw and pitch under control and over the plate. Not the start he wanted. And this one's going to be chopped over to second. An easy routine play. Watson to Santiago. But man, the damage is done here at the Dean. Bottom of the 6th inning. Cardinals are now to 5-1. We'll be back, folks, on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Top of the 7th coming right up.
Song again.
Yay.
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay.
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay.
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter, Florida, the home of the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads. And we are here for the final game of this series. Palm Beach taking four of the games, Jupiter just won. And an interesting one today in this edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Cardinals on top, 5-1. Rodriguez on the mound. Here comes the pitch to Barstead, strike number one.
Yeah, Barstead coming in with a 1-3 so far on the day. Trying to make work here. Second pitch, count now 1-1. As it looks like we have some wind coming back into the stadium here. Third pitch, way outside, call ball, count now 2-1. As Barstead looking to make an impact here. Gustavo, that pitch way off the plate, count now 3-1.
Yeah, Rodriguez still on the mound, just with one strikeout, but in relief as he walks Barstead. So the Hammerheads able to start this inning with a runner on first.
Left fielder, Chase Luttrell.
Nobody warming up in either bullpen.
Chase Luttrell coming into the box now. 0-3 on the day. As Gustavo gets the pitch, the kick. That one low and in the dirt. Count now 1-0. As Gustavo is approaching his 21st pitch, 9 balls, 21 strikeouts. Strikes, I'm sorry.
Ooh, called that a strike.
Looks like it caught the corner of the plate there.
Yeah.
Luttrell not challenging. Count now 1-1.
This one's going to be popped up, Sean.
Burns nope. Trying to get his hands on it, not able to. Call foul. Count now 1-2. As Burns trying to get his hands on that one. Barstead still on first for the Hammerheads. As the count now 1-2, the pitch. Chopped hit. Gustavo to Francisco for the out.
Oh, he's going to on another wild throw there, Sean. So an easy out turns into runners on second and third. Now the Cardinals.
Yeah, it looked like that one landed right to Francisco. Francisco not able to get his hand on that one.
Jeez Louise. We might have to come up with two scores. Who won in errors and who won the game?
A lot of errors here, but
now, the crazy thing is, Sean, the Cardinals have most of the errors, but they have complete control of this game. Now, their errors haven't necessarily hurt them so much. You know, that's a good thing. You don't really want three errors ever in a game, but they've been able to capitalize on every opportunity they've been able to come across on offense.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. The Hammerheads not capitalizing on the errors of the Cardinals. The Cardinals having a few errors here at first, especially. So we'll see if they make a change on that one for next week.
Yeah, similar to a football game, you want to capitalize on the turnovers, the interceptions, the fumbles. Here, you want to capitalize on the wild throws, and that not happening.
Yiddy Capi in the box for the Hammerheads. That pitch low and in the dirt for Rodriguez. Count now 2-0.
Could be batting 308, 4 RBIs on the season. The leadoff man for your Hammerheads.
Burns gives the signal, the pitch. Swing chop there by Capi. Count now 2-1.
Oh, man, what a big moment, Sean, with two out, with no outs and two runners on the bags. Down by just four, the Hammerheads have an opportunity here in the top of the seventh yet again.
Yeah, and it looks like Capi will challenge that last strike. And it is overturned. Call ball. Count now 3-1. Yeah, and it looks like the Hammerheads have an opportunity to capitalize on that last error from the Cardinals with two runners on. Gustavo not able to get any outs here. That pitch swung on to right field.
Not going to tag. Okay, so Rotundo throwing to the cutoff man. The cutoff man's throw to the catcher gets by the catcher. Another blunder there, but just in time, nothing happening bad there for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Rotundo not taking the opportunity for the double play. Taking the out instead. Bringing up Torin Montgomery in the order. Montgomery coming in for the injured Khalil Watson. His average, 333. Three RBIs on the season. That first pitch by Rodriguez, low and in the dirt. Count now 1-0. As there's still two runners on. Bags for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Yeah, Rodriguez trying to get out of this jam. If he can, it would be great work, man. Cardinals not trying to let this lead up. Has a good eye there from Montgomery. This one called ball. So 2-0 the count with one out. Runners on second and third. Rodriguez versus Montgomery. Here we go.
Rodriguez getting the signal, the kick. That pitch way up. Count now 3-0.
Yeah, Rodriguez having a tough time in this sequence. Down 3-0 in the count. He does not want to load these bases, Sean.
Rodriguez, the signal, the pitch, and the walk.
And he loaded them like your favorite baked potato. Unbelievable. So the bases are loaded now, Sean, and you can only imagine if there's a time, the time is now. They're down by four. Look, one swing of the bat, a home run ties this game. Yeah. So they are within distance, and because of that, we are going to have a meeting at the mound, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Sean Rodriguez falling apart here, and somebody looks like they'll be coming.
Yeah, it looks like someone's warming up in the bullpen for the Cardinals. A nice little meeting here as the bases are loaded for the Hammerheads. Them trying to take advantage of that missed throw catch by the first baseman, Francisco. Bases loaded, runners ready, as looks like they will disperse from their meeting. And Rodriguez will stay on the mound for now. Bases loaded, only one out for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Jacob Berry coming into the box now. An average of 176, two RBIs. As Gustavo approaches his 33rd pitch of the day. First pitch, a big swing and a miss by Berry. Count now 0-1. As Gustavo looks to save the inning here. Getting the signal, the pitch. That pitch way outside. Count now 1-1. As Burns sends the signal to Rodriguez. Rodriguez the kick. The chop pitch thrown to Rivas. Missed. Looks like that'll be one run in here for the Hammerheads as another missed throw. Not able to save it. And
wild throw there, Sean. Unbelievable.
Looks like the Hammerheads will come away with the run here as that pitch thrown from Gustavo to Rivas missed. Victor Scott able to grab it for the save. Not before Allen in the box now. First pitch by Rodriguez called strike. Count now 0-1. As the bases are now only two runners on.
Oh, this one is smacked up past second base, past Moquette and Rivas. Two Hammerheads score, Sean. That's number 3 and number 4, and just like that, it's a 5-4 bowl game. Unbelievable.
The Hammerheads taking advantage of this missed opportunities from the Cardinals and just not able to, and it's silly mistakes too, missed throws, missed cues, not able to take advantage here. Is the score now 5-4.
Yeah, talk about missed opportunities. That's going to be it for Rodriguez. The Redbirds have had enough. And man, 5-4. What a complete difference in the game. And let me tell you now, those errors are catching up, because it's 5-1. Cardinals in the lead when it comes to errors. And they have 5 runs too. So when you look at the line, it's going to be a story to tell if the Hammerheads can come back into this game. And let me tell you something, Sean. We were talking about a grand slam getting them back in the game. They've gotten in the game through wild throws and a bunch of unnecessary errors. So, interesting turn of events here at the Dean, as we're going to see a pitching change.
Yeah, it looks like the pitching change will happen now. Looks like they're bringing in number 26, Chris Gerard, from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Acquired in the 12th round of the 2021 draft, coming from Virginia Tech.
So Gerard, he's had a lot of work this season, an impressive 3.53 ERA to go along with 55 strikeouts on the season. So they're calling in some guys that are familiar with the mound this season to try to Gerard answers the call. And it's like a new game here at the Dean, folks, if you've been listening. Walter Works, Sean Tomlinson on the call with you today. Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Your source for minor league baseball. And what a Sunday afternoon edition it is here between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. Sean, in a game where it kind of seemed like the Cardinals were going to be cruising, now it's only 5-4, and they're only on top by 1.
Yeah, Cardinals made a lot of mistakes, though. A lot of errors catching up to them. They were able to stay on top of it at first. Hammerheads not willing to take a loss lightly as they're fighting their way back. Jake Thompson stepping into the box as we will resume play here. Chris Gerard on the mound. One out for this inning. Two runners on for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, the Hammerheads are biting and biting, looking to take another bite out of these Cardinals now. Top of the seventh inning, man. 3 runs so far in this inning, as Gerard now in relief trying to take over the game for the Cardinals, as this one is going to be fouled by Thompson.
Count now 1-1. And you are right, though. The Hammerheads are looking to bite their way back. 2 runners on base, healthy leads. As Burns sends the signal to Gerard. Gerard checking his runner on second. The pitch, the swing, foul to the left side. Count now 1-2.
All this talk about biting, I'm getting hungry, especially with the Mighty Muscles coming to town next week, right? That would be a golden opportunity with the Muscles struggling. If the Hammerheads can win this game and have a great week this week, they're right back in the race. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be smacked over to second. Is it going to be a double play? And it is, Sean. A double play. What a play by Rivas to Francisco. And that bails out the Redbirds, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back for your bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals holding on to this lead 5-4. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Evan Taylor back on the mound for your Hammerheads.
First pitch by Taylor called ball. Count now 1-0 as Chris Rotondo steps into the box for the Cardinals. Second pitch by Taylor called strike.
Rotondo with a big home run early on in this game. Got things going for the Cardinals. He chops this one over to third. An easy play for Barry. Barry to Santiago. That's out number one.
Number 12, first baseman.
Thomas Francisco stepping into the box for the Cardinals. Hammerheads looking to play good defense here. Stay close to their lead here as they are only one run away from tying the game.
Nice pitch by Taylor there.
Call strike. Count now 0-1. One out for the Cardinals so far. The pitch, the swing. Big swing and a miss there by Francisco. Count now 0-2.
Francisco, a powerhouse at the plate. He's had a very productive season with a .316 average. Man, this guy gets on base most of the time. Taking over the first base duties for today. Count 1-2 to Francisco. Here we go. And that's one's going to be ripped over to first. Nice pickup by Santiago. An easy troll to the first base bag. That's out number two.
That'll bring up R.J. Yeager in the lineup. Yeager with a walk his last time at bat. Able to get some run, able to get on some bags. See if he can repeat the process here with two outs. No runners on for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Yeager with a well-deserved walk last time, getting hit in the shoulder, and this one is going to be popped up. That's going to be an easy play for the second baseman. So Watson able to get a hand on that one. Ball falls easily in his mitt, and that's it for the bottom of the seventh inning, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the top of the eighth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back. Top of the eighth inning here. Chris Gerard returning to the mound for the Cardinals. Javier Sanoja in the lineup, stepping into the box for the Hammerheads. Sanoja with a showing bunt. Called strike, count now 0-1. As that ball's fouled to the right side. Gerard stepping back on the mound. Burns the signal, the kick. Swung by Sanoja out to the left fielder. And that'll be called a home run for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As Sanoja will round the bases and tie the game. Cardinals in disbelief.
Man, exactly what the doctor prescribed, Sean. What a home run. Man, and just like that, we are knotted 5-5. And what a time in the game, huh, Sean? Top of the eighth inning. We're winding down, and things are starting to get hot and heavy here.
Yeah, and what a game that started out so slow is definitely picked up as that first pitch, as the pitch to Santiago called ball, count now 1-1. And it looks like the Cardinals were running away with the lead. The Hammerhead said no. That pitch thrown to the third baseman, Jaeger. Jaeger to Francisco for a nice connection there and the first out of the inning.
So Sanoja with a big time hit, able to bring these Hammerheads a little bit closer. Sanoja has been an exciting player all season for the Hammerheads. And 5-5 here is Gerard in relief. Things not going so smooth so far as Barstead is at the plate. Right. Count 1-0. Oh, is it overturned, Sean? Did they overturn that one?
Yes, it is. They said it was just in the strike zone. That one called strike. As the next pitch will be called ball. Count now 1-1. It looks like the Hammerheads are warming someone up in the bullpen as well. So we may have a pitching change on that side. That pitch swung by Barstead. Fouled out to the left side of the stands as the count now goes to 1-2.
Yeah, the Hammerheads are going to do everything to win this intense chess match that this game has turned into. You can only think they're going to try to protect that eighth and ninth inning with some relief. We got a couple of pitchers there warming up. It's going to look like as somebody else is going to start warming up. The Hammerhead's getting aggressive on the strategy. Here comes the pitch as that one is away.
Count now 2-2 with just one out for the Hammerheads. Score tied 5-5. That pitch by Gerard. Call ball. Count goes full at 3-2. As Barstead tries to stay alive here, the kick.
Ooh, punched him out, Sean. That's going to be challenged. And it is overturned. Okay, so he's... Wow, that was intense because it was either going to be a walk or a strike.
Strike, and then he got the walk.
Oh, he got the walk, all right. And that was big because instead of two outs, now it's just one.
One out with one runner on.
Yeah, Gerard not happy with the call there. And how could he be? With the score 5-5, he does not want to let this game slip away.
Chase Luttrell stepping in the box for the Hammerheads. First pitch, big swing and a miss there. Count now 0-1.
Cardinals in control most of this game, folks. Wasn't until the top of the seventh inning that the Hammerheads took a big chunk out of that lead, and now we're knotted up at 5. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be popped up, and Jaeger tracking it down, tracking it down, tracking it down, and he gets it, Sean. Beautiful defensive play by Jaeger, catching that ball in foul territory for out number 2.
Yeah, stayed with that, tracked it all the way as it was flying up there. Almost didn't get it, but able to get his mitt on it for a nice second out. Bringing up Tanner Allen in the order, coming in for an injured Khalil Watson. Oh, I'm sorry. Coming in for Jeremy Revis. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Allen's showing bunt there. Allen's showing bunt with a runner on first. They're definitely trying to move the runner. Allen, the speedy left fielder, though, he can probably get on base if he bunts good enough. Here comes the pitch from Gerard.
Pitch hitting at the top of the order for Yiddy. Tanner Allen coming in with an average of 173, four RBIs.
Comes the pitch from Gerard. That one going to be inside. Call ball. Count now moves to 1-2.
Two outs, one runner on for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Trying to stay alive here.
And they've done a good job, Sean. Staying alive, like my favorite song. Now they have a chance to take the lead and really come up with an impressive win, man. If they can pull this one out, when the Mighty Muscles come to town, that's some good momentum for the Hammerheads. Might be a good opportunity for them to get back in this division race.
Yeah, definitely taking out a home team rival going into a new week will definitely set that up for them. As that one popped to Moquette, Moquette to Revis for the out to get out of the inning just in time. We're going to the top of the ninth, folks. We'll be back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kidsinneed.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Looks like we do have a pitching change coming in here for the Hammerheads. Kyle Krieger, the 6'2", 180-pound pitcher, hailing from Germantown, Tennessee, acquired in the seventh round of the 2022 MILB Draft.
Pitcher or tight end?
Pitcher.
Holy moly. What were those pitcher. Stats again? Jeez, we might 6'2", need him on the Dolphins. 180.
So
let's get, he might be in the wrong sport there. 280. Wow. Big boy there. You know what that means. Got to have a strong arm, and that's what the Hammerheads are hoping for, folks.
We're going to close this one out for him. As the score is tied, 5-5. Jeremy Revis stepping into the box for the Cardinals. Krieger with the throw. Called strike. Revis will challenge here.
Call overturned
that one as it will now be a ball. Count now 1-0. Krieger with the pitch. Grounded to first thrown to Santiago.
Nice play there by Allen. Allen to Santiago, that's right. And interesting, Sean, because you got two new guys in the infield, right, with Allen taking over for Cappe and Montgomery. See if the defense gets a little bit better here, if they can adapt to the change and keep it at 5-5. It's at this one also hit again to shortstop and another beautiful play just in time. So two outs in a row there. Good defense by the Hammerheads. Might be a turn of events as we approach the end of the game.
Yeah, and it looks like Allen at that shortstop position has a nice connection to Santiago. Back-to-back throws there as Michael Corelli comes into the box for the Cardinals. First pitch by Krieger. Low and in the dirt. Count now 1-0. Second pitch wild. Called foul. Foul. Count now 2-0.
Oh, Krieger's 180, not 280.
Oh, 180. Oh,
yeah, so like more like a good wide receiver. There we go.
That pitch swung foul to the left side.
We apologize for adding 100 pounds to your weight, Mr. Krieger.
Krieger, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So two outs, Sean, two outs. That's what we got going on as we change the bat here. Is that what we're doing? We're changing the bat?
Yeah, it looks like he might have cracked it on that last one, that last swing. Count now 2-1. Two outs here. Hammerheads playing very good defense, trying to get out the bottom of this inning.
Yeah, the Hammerheads have definitely cleaned things up on the defensive side of things. See if they can add on to that success. Pitch is there, and it's going to be hit again to Allen. And again, it's Allen to Santiago. That's right, for out number three, folks. We remained tied at the Dean. Score 5-5, and we'll be back for your bottom of the eighth inning. Walter Works and Sean Tomlinson here on your Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back. Top of the ninth inning. And this would have been if, Sean, if things would have gone the Cardinals' way, they would have just had a save opportunity here, and we would have been on the way home. But that's not the case. We might be approaching extra innings if nothing comes out of the ninth here. Score tied 5-5. Garrard still on the mound against Montgomery now to start this top of the ninth. This one going to be a called ball. Count 1-0.
Yeah, we may be going into extra innings if nothing comes out of here, but both teams trying to stay alive. It'll come down to strategy. No errors in this last inning for either team, so we'll probably be the difference maker here as that that pitch fouled Rivas to Francisco for the out.
Yeah, what a nice out there. Hit right to Rivas for routine out number one. So no luck there for batter number one on the Hammerheads lineup, and that's going to bring up Barry. Allen will follow him for the Hammerheads. We'll see what they can make happen. Here comes the pitch. Strike one.
Catches Barry while looking. Very nice pitch by Gerard. Count now 0-1. That pitch way inside.
by Gerard. Count now 1-1. Burns sends the signal. Gerard the kick. That pitch just a little too high. Count now 2-1. As the Hammerheads do have one out, no runners on.
This that one's going to be
chopped, missed by the third baseman, Jaeger.
Ay, ay, ay.
For a nice stand-up single there by Berry. And it'll be those mistakes that'll cost the Cardinals the game.
I don't even think they'll it's not even going to be ruled a hit, Sean. It's going to be ruled an error, another error. So now the Cardinals have 6 errors and just 5 runs. They got more errors than hits, more errors than runs. That's been the story of this kind of collapse that we're seeing here.
Gerard, comes the pitch. Foul to the left side of the field. Brady Allen in the box. Count now 0-1. With one runner on first for the Hammerheads. Gerard the kick. Big swing and a miss there by Allen. Count now 0-2.
Man, what a shame it would be for the Cardinals faithful if they let this one slip away, Sean. It's been like 2 different games here in the first half of this game and now in the second half of this game. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be hit over to right field. And is it going to be good for Rotondo making the catch right at the warning track, man? Avoiding disaster if that ball is gone. You know, that's a big deal. Just saved it right at the warning track.
Playing that right field very well all game. Able to hold on to that one and save the Cardinals. 2 outs now for the Hammerheads. Jake Thompson stepping into the box.
Yeah, Rotondo with a great game today. The only home run of the game, well, for the Cardinals, and nice catch at the warning track there. Some good defense. But overall, man, defense has been an issue for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
The pitch, the swing by Thompson. Count now 0-2. The 2 outs, 1 runner on bags for the Hammerheads, trying to create some offense here. Thompson with 2 outs. Gerard trying to make quick work. Burns sends the signal. The kick. That pitch a little too high. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Gerard with a good chance right now to get out of this inning. Oh boy, do they need it. With a runner on first. And the Hammerheads riding on some serious momentum. Here comes the pitch, a breaking ball that just misses. I'm sure that's going to be challenged. Yeah, that looked pretty good, and that's going to be it, Sean, for the top of the ninth. A nasty breaking ball. And that brings up the Cardinals, ladies and gentlemen. Can they take it home? Can they get the win? We'll be back for your bottom of the ninth inning at the Dean.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio network. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we go into the bottom of the ninth. Kyle Krieger returning to the mound for the Hammerheads. Darlene Moquette stepping into the box for the Cardinals. First pitch by Krieger. Low and in the dirt, count now 1-0.
So here we are, Sean. Bottom of the ninth inning, all knotted up. That one called strike. Count now 1-1. And can the Cardinals get their 22nd win of the second half, their second game in a row? One, can they do it? And this one's going to be smacked past first base. And the whoever's in the crowd, I hear some cheers. You hear those cheers?
Yeah, it looks like the friends and family.
Oh, look at that.
Cheering on look at the Cardinals hitters as... That'll be a nice
The Cardinals save. Dugout was a little bit excited there, a little bit anxious. They're trying to get this win and a good start with no outs and a runner on first. Moquette making it happen.
Bucks for the Cardinals.
So if the Cardinals, and this one's bunted right in front of the catcher. Man, oh, and missed, Sean. A bunt. A missed throw and catch, another error, and you hear the rumblings from the Cardinals dugout. Unbelievable. Can you imagine in the bottom of the ninth inning if this game is won on an error? Oh, my God. It would just be picture perfect. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it's going to be because Santiago not able to hold on to the throw, allowing that sacrificial bunt to be a single as Moquette runs to second, now in threatening position with two runners on with no outs. Hammerheads not playing very good defense here. Victor Scott stepping into the box now.
Unbelievable, Sean. A game of just mishaps, bad timing, wild throws. I mean, it's almost like he knew if he bunted, it was going to apply pressure to the defense because how are you going to go for that bunt at this point in the game? You know what I'm saying? If you don't have the confidence that a mistake will happen, it's just unbelievable. A routine play turns into an error. I don't get it.
Looks like he wanted to sacrifice it for Moquette, put Moquette at threatening position, and that just turned into a nice single hit there. So,
yeah, you couldn't analyze it any better, Sean. That's exactly what he was trying to do. And it worked out even better for him.
Put him on first, and now we've got two runners on bases here for the Cardinals. No outs. Victor Scott stepping into the box here.
So what a situation for Krieger. Comes into the ninth, hoping to keep the game tied, and now he's just trying not to lose it, trying to keep the Hammerheads afloat here and trying to bring this game into a 10th inning. But right now, the Cardinals are in position to seal the deal and take this win. We will see what happens. Krieger against Scott. Here we go. Count one and Sean. Another bunt to the third baseman, the speedy Scott. Does he beat it? No, he is out. Scott with his hands over his head. But regardless, the runners move to second and third. They're playing a lot of strategy, Sean, like you mentioned. He bunted to get the runners over. This time, it works out as expected, but he moves the runners over to second and third, and man, the Cardinals are in prime position right now.
Yeah, with a speedster like Moquette leading the pack, you want him to score. They're advancing their runners. You've got Burns and Moquette now in threatening position. Rotundo, who has the power, hit a home run early in this game. We could be seeing a whole different momentum shift. And it looks like Burns is coming out of the game. Looks like he'll be replaced with number 13, Nathan Church.
Unbelievable, Sean. You can tell the mood is a little bit gloomy on the Hammerhead side of things. Heads are down. Heads are being scratched. You know, like, what happened here?
And it looks like the Cardinals just took that momentum and are trying to apply it to themselves.
And Rotundo pops this one up. This could be it. He's going to tag from third, Sean. We're going to have a play at the plate to decide the game. No, we're not. Oh, he just held. Oh, my goodness. The ball gets past the catcher. Thank God he had some backup, man. They almost won the game on another error. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it looks like Krigger knew exactly to run to that foul position and just hold.
Oh, man.
He was expecting the throw from outfield. Moquette reading the play and stayed. Didn't want to take the bait. Didn't want to take it. Almost took it.
Sanoa. You know they were worried about Sanoa throwing home, man. He had a beautiful throw home. You know, nobody knew it was going to get past the catcher because if the runner keeps going, they win the game.
They win.
They win.
It looks like the Hammerheads pitcher knew exactly what to do. Ran into that foul position and just waited.
But you know what, Sean? That's why we always talk about Sanoa. You might not want to run. Here comes the pitch, man. Drama at the Dean, ladies and gentlemen. Now bottom of the ninth inning, two outs here. Runners on second and third. Can the Cardinals take the win here?
It's actually bases loaded here.
Oh, bases loaded. That's right.
With two outs.
Wow.
Cardinals trying to end the game. R.J. Yeager in the box.
Oh, and this one's going to be flipped. Is it going to be enough? Is it going to be enough? It is! And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. A walk-off win for the Palm Beach Cardinals. A celebration on the field. And that's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that party on the mound. Sean, do we have time to jump in? Can we run on the field and jump in? I feel a part of this win. Unbelievable. What a win.
Yeah, it was a great play there. Cardinals taking the momentum for themselves, staying with their strategy and playing strategic baseball. Hammerheads didn't have a chance. It'll be a 6-5 victory over the Hammerheads as the Cardinals take this one away, going to next week with feeling good about this win. A few errors, but not enough to walk away with the loss. They take the victory here.
Oh, my goodness, Sean. You told that story so great, like R.L. Stein, man. That's exactly what this game was. If you stuck with us throughout the broadcast, folks, what a game. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, man, what a storybook ending there. The Cardinals able to come on top after a walk-off hit. And let me tell you something, Sean. Montgomery did everything he could do to try to get that fly out, but it was hit just perfectly. And we get back to talk about timely hitting, right? Timely hitting, that's exactly what they were going for. Not a big-time hit, and it just snuck right in between the foul and fair line. Unbelievable. What a hit.
What a hit there. Cardinals using the momentum, staying with it, and walking away with the victory. Nice 6-5 win over the Jupiter Hammerheads. What a day at the Dean.
Sean, when do you ever see a team win a game with six errors? We saw something unbelievable today.
Staying with it. All the mistakes, all the mishits, all the misgrabs, they stuck with it, stuck to the game plan, walked away with the win. The Cardinals are looking good this second half of the season.
That's right, folks. So a big win for your Palm Beach Cardinals as they improve to 22-14 on the season, winning their second game in a row. And the Hammerheads, unfortunately, falling to 17-18 on the season. And they'll be back here, though, as they host the Mighty Muscles next week here at the Dean. Don't forget, folks, fans in the stands, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here at the Dean. Ticket prices, very affordable, family fun entertainment. We got it. And don't forget about Thirsty Thursdays. $1, $2, and $3 drink specials. Always a good time here in Jupiter. Ladies and gentlemen, Tomlinson, wrapping things up on this Sunday afternoon edition of baseball. Cardinals on top, 6-5. Sean, any thoughts, anything else on today's game?
Great win. Great comeback win by the Cardinals. They're really showing their strength the second half of this season. It's going to be great to see what they do with the rest of it. Walter, always a pleasure. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to your MILB Palm Beach Network.